Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 286.
One of the very few that actually, I think I'm one of the very few that keep watching it.
I do. I still keep watching it. I still do. I like it. It's like a comic book. So that's why I like it. Mm-hmm. Hey, everyone. Welcome to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is a very happy and excited Ray.
Really? We'll get to that. Tell us about it later. Anyway, so we have a guest here. It's Shannon from B-Talk. Hey, Shannon.
Hello. How are you?
Hi, Shannon.
Hey.
Hey, Ray.
Hey,
hey,
Shannon.
Ray. Hey, Ray. Hey. Hey. Oh, my God.
Shannon, I got to apologize.
For what?
Because at a certain event earlier in the year that we were both at, I did not even recognize you. It didn't dawn on me until later that, oh, shit, that was Shannon.
That's okay. I figured you didn't, but it's all right.
So, yeah. Well, like
I was a little overwhelmed that weekend.
Yeah, that was a fun weekend.
But I was like, I know him from somewhere. I just don't know where the hell I know him from.
But it's a weekend I missed. So maybe next year, hopefully. Anyway, so yeah. Go ahead.
I was going to say the preview night passes are already sold out.
I know.
For next year?
Yeah. The five-day passes are sold out already too, aren't they?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I think that's the preview night ones. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we're actually, okay, guys, everybody listening, we're talking about Comic-Con next year. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
It's Comic-Con, so it's a weekend that Shannon and Ray here got to attend last, when was it, August? September?
July.
Oh, July, that's right. Okay, we were on the road. Anyway, okay, so let me see. It's a full episode right now, actually. But before we go on, we should remind about the contest and our Amber Benson.
That's right. We got our Amber Benson contest going on. So don't forget, send us your best Buffy quote or line and email it to what email are we using these days?
Raffle@bearpodcast.net.
So, dot com.
Yeah, with the subject line Amber Benson, and then give us a line of Buffy the Vampire Slayer that you like or whatever. I don't know. So yeah. So entries, get it in before October 19th. Yeah.
Can it be from any Buffy episode?
Yeah.
Buffy episode.
Mm-hmm.
Can I say what my line is?
Right, sure. Now? Okay. What do you have?
During the musical, there's a part where Willow says, "This line is mostly filler." That's my favorite line of the whole show.
This Moses was filler. Okay.
Well, you know they did. A
and Maynard's like,
I haven't watched that. I haven't finished it ever since you talked about it on B Talk before.
Well, there's this whole scene where they're all singing and they're all going to save Buffy from the demon, and they're all walking the songs to the fire. I don't know the name of the song, but they're like walking towards this building, and everyone's got these very like profound things to say, and Willow's like, "This line is mostly filler," and it's
okay. I could imagine it now. So where were we? What were we, talking about?
I don't know. Babbling.
We were babbling about the Comic-Con. Yeah, we got disconnected somehow, but it's okay now. Anyway, so what am I going to talk about? Oh, Shannon, this coming weekend, what's going on? Tell us what's going on.
Most of Bears on the Run will be performing at Bear Bust on Saturday, October 17th at 7 p.m. The show will be about 2 hours long, and then right after the show, they will have the Bear Contest.
Oh, okay.
So it's going to be real exciting.
Is the first time you guys going to do it on a real Bear Run, huh?
No, we've done a couple other ones. And Babalu, Kendall, Elijah, Matthew did one in Nashville in the spring that I wasn't able to make it to. So Babalu can't make the one at Bear Bus this year. But we've done a couple of Bear events, but we try to do more just on the road stuff, you know, not surrounded by bear bunts.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's always, you know, just perform anywhere.
Right.
You guys should come to Houston again.
We would love to.
Yeah.
We would love to.
We could stay at Ray's, or we could stay at our place or something. We could jam.
Listen. Invite Ray's house. Everyone come to Ray's.
Yay.
Yeah, y'all want how much? Y'all want how much room here? Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Not a new place.
Okay. No, I think it'll be a good time. So it's just going to be Kendall, Matthew, and Elijah, myself, and yeah, it should be a great time. It's going to be at a water park. Mm-hmm. They moved it. I've never been to Bear Bus before. I've never been to Orlando.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know anything about the city, but it's in Kissimmee.
Kissimmee, Florida, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep, the water park is, and from what I've heard, it's just the water park for the whole weekend. It's just for the bears, so it should be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm.
Wish I could be there. We were talking about you guys are going to California, but apparently you're not going to do a West Coast this time, huh?
Still, it's in limbo right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, we haven't made any final plans. So, we're still trying to get all the details worked out.
Okay.
We don't have big budgets here.
Well, take pictures or videos. Wish if I were there, I would take videos.
Oh, totally.
It would be awesome. Yeah. Ray, have you been to Bear Bus before? I've never been to Bear Bus before.
I don't go anywhere.
I've been to the one in it was Thanksgiving back in 2002, I think, or 2003, when they did that Wolf Fest. But that's a long time ago. I haven't been to it. I don't think it's a good idea to do it on a Thanksgiving weekend. So
yeah, that seems kind of odd.
Yeah, you know, usually it's family or you just stay home and eat a lot of turkey.
Right.
But I guess they do it that's in Fort Lauderdale. They do it in Fort Lauderdale.
That's for all those people that don't have families. That's why they do it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or don't spend Thanksgiving with their families.
Yeah. Thanksgiving. Oh, Thanksgiving. What are you guys doing? What are you guys planning?
Shannon. At your house, Maynard.
Oh, really? No, we're not cooking. We're not cooking this year. We'll probably do it at usually Gary does it. Our friend Gary. We do it at their place. So we'll see. How about you, Shannon? What are you doing?
I don't know yet. Luke works at Applebee's. He's a GM Applebee's, and this is the first year their store is going to be open, so he will probably be working, and that'll be the first time that we haven't had Thanksgiving in like 5 years, so I don't know what I'm going to do.
Oh.
I don't ever go home because my parents live too far away just for the weekend.
Yeah.
So we'll probably just have a group of us get together and just eat a bunch of food and lay around and watch movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, group us in the BTOC boys, the other guys, maybe, or the other ones.
Well, the rest of all the other guys, their families are here.
Ah, okay, that's right.
So they usually go home to, you know, to their families and stuff. So just a bunch of people that aren't from Minnesota. We usually get together and.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you guys are going to do a recording. Ray, we have to watch tomorrow. If you're not doing anything tomorrow morning, you get the B-Talk boys are going to do another live show tomorrow night.
We are.
Yes.
Will be the official the official anniversary of when we started.
Mm-hmm.
We started on October 11th, 4 years ago. So we're going to do it on a Tuesday, or the 13th, tomorrow. So it should be fun. We are all excited to do it. So it'll be like, you know, when we first started and everyone was excited to get together. So it should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, the chat room's going to be so crazy. Mm-hmm. I could imagine. How come we don't have a chat room? I'm jealous.
You haven't designed one yet.
I haven't. No, I haven't. No.
Well, we were using Ustream, and the location of where we used to hold them was just like Ustream.tv/BTalk. Mm-hmm. Well, now it was moved to BTalk World, and all the videos like disappeared and everything didn't move over correctly. So I've been trying to let everybody know it's not at the same place that it was before.
Oh,
so
okay.
Hopefully people will stumble. I've been posting it all over the internet to where to find it. But yeah, Ustream's good for that, you know, live, you know, just kind of.
Mm-hmm. So who are going to see everyone? I guess everyone plus probably maybe Brian hanging around or what?
Brian won't be able to make it, but Jeremy's going to be there and Joel and Kurt and Jason.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So it should be fun.
Oh, it should be fun. Looking forward to it. I'll see if I can, if I don't come home late from work tomorrow, maybe. You guys, the same time, right? 6:30?
Yeah, we'll probably, you know, get started. You know, we always say 6:30, but we never start till 7, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a hard thing to do, you know, being central time, because you want to try to get what, you know, because we get people from both coasts and in the middle, and, you know, for the West Coast people, that's already, you know, almost 9 o'clock, and then for the East Coast, or for the West Coast, it's earlier, and for the East Coast, it's later. So
mm-hmm.
We try to pick a good time that people can.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, Ray, we should do the same thing on the 300th episode coming up a couple of months.
we can
do that. We can probably record here at our place, and
you guys should do a Ustream.
Yeah, I tried it a couple of times, and I tried it before with the Planet Bears one, but I don't know. It's kind of hard to implement it, but it's I think it's a lot easier with Ustream. I've been toying around with Ustream before.
It's really good because you get a whole group of people who can interact with each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know that doesn't happen when you record something and then just put it out there. You know, you build like this whole other community that starts to come together, and it was really cool. And you know, we had the most we ever had was like 200 people, I think, at one time.
200?
Yeah.
Wow.
Now that's not all of them are in the chat room, because if you don't log, you can watch the video without.
Oh yeah, without logging in. Mm-hmm.
So that was 200 viewers, and I think we had almost 100 people in the chat room at one time.
Wow.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome. We were all like, oh. Yeah, it's so fun because you get, you know, you get instant feedback.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, so tomorrow 6:30. So I hope I can get this out tomorrow. We don't want feedback.
You don't want feedback?
We don't want instant feedback. It might be bad.
Any feedback's good feedback, though.
Oh,
no, and if you don't like him, you can just kick him out of the room.
Mm-hmm. And then he'll just re-log in again with another name, with views or something. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so what else do we have here? Oh, Ray, we have that the party that we had last Saturday.
Yes, the... Mm-hmm. Pool party that apparently I left too early from.
Oh yeah, because everything became decadent around. So when we left, then everybody got naked. So that's kind of pissed me off. So well, for one thing, they stayed there until 5 o'clock. Yeah. Anyway, it's actually Hans's birthday. So Hans, if you're listening, happy birthday! And yeah, it's his party last Saturday, and it was fun. And I think, like I said. I had about 5 kinds of drinks there. I kind of got drunk that night.
Kind of got drunk?
Well, kind of, yeah.
I think Maynard was drunk, folks.
Mm-hmm. Ow, are you okay? Are you okay with that? Oh, okay. But anyway, okay, so we're going to play an audio with Juan Jose. He's actually a photographer from where is he from? From Monterrey, Mexico. Ooh. There you go.
What?
Shannon.
Hello.
Hello. He's from... That's right. He's from Monterrey, Mexico. He's a photographer, professional photographer. He's got his website, and we got to meet him, and we did an interview with him last weekend. And it was funny because he messaged me through MySpace, and then we talked about, you know, him coming to Houston to do some photography and invite Bears to be his, models.
Subjects.
So, yeah. That's Juan Jose.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice. Nice butt. Yeah, sure. So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a beer.
You're doing well. That's
okay.
Good.
Yeah?
Okay. Okay. All right. Hey, everyone. Welcome to Bear Podcast. And,
by the pool.
By the pool. This is Nard.
This is Ray.
Yes, and joining us today is Juan Jose from Monterrey. Ooh, it rhymes.
Okay. Oh, great.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Okay, so it's awesome to see you here. It's actually a coincidence. Well, it's more like you messaged me on MySpace. We were talking on MySpace.
Yeah.
And then here you are in a party that I didn't know you're going to be here.
Yeah, well.
And I didn't know you know Hans.
Yeah, and I knew you know Hans, but I didn't know you were going to come to the... to the party.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Sorry that I didn't say because I didn't know.
Okay, so Ray is here with us. So is this your first bear pool party here, right? This is your second time you come here.
First bear pool party.
Yeah. So what do you think was going to happen now tonight? Is it going to be a naked pool party? Maybe.
I think we're going to get you naked.
Me again?
Again. And then all the bears are going to have their way with you.
Again?
Again.
Oh, yeah, we shall see.
Leonard's been drinking. He's a little easy right now.
Yeah, I've been drinking. I've had four kinds of drinks. I had beer, just normal beer, Corona, and wine. I had a Pinot Grigio, and what is it? Vodka.
And you get the
Schlager and the Jello. See, it's fine. Oh.
So other than being used and abused, Maynard's gonna be sick later on.
Oh my god! I have a game tomorrow. Shit! Oh my god! I'm gonna have a
Maynard's gonna be hung over on the baseball field tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm really afraid of that. Anyway,
you guys don't.
Oh, good. Hi. Okay. It's our friend from Dallas. Anyway, okay. So you are here.
Yes.
For this weekend for Hans' birthday. So shout out Hans, happy birthday for listening.
Where is
he? Happy 28th again.
Happy 28th, his 20th birthday.
Happy 28th. I thought it was 25, but they told me it was 28.
Okay. So how many times have you been here in Houston?
Oh, many times, like 4 or 5 in the last 10 years. It's not that a lot, I know.
Oh, but that's a lot.
Yeah. If you think, how many times have you been in Paris?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Houston's a far side from Paris,
no,
trust me.
And there are no Frenchmen here. So
well, there are some Frenchmen here.
Oh, there are some?
But there are some Frenchmen else. They kind of play.
Okay, so you're here for... tell us about your project.
I'm doing a project about photography and performance and about the community.
Okay.
It's a piece that, it's a series of pieces that take as base the art history, and it's about taking the bear or various type of man and doing mise en scène, some kind of setup when you direct, like a play.
Okay.
And you retake works from the past and make them in a contemporary way, using lights and nudes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's kind of fun, but it sounds weird, but actually it's very, how would you say, like in the age of what would be okay for a gallery that is not
for a gallery, okay.
Yeah, that is not in the on the community. That is more like, okay, this is about everyone.
How about nude pictures? You do a lot, of course. Obviously,
well,
you're a photographer. You have to do some nude pictures, right?
Well, actually, something started in the 2006 in Canada. I was there on residency on the bomb center, and I had this story about a relative, an uncle who passed away, and he was found nude on the river. And I asked some of the guys from Canada, who was actually a straight guy from the yoga class.
From the yoga class.
If that can be true.
Gay guy in a yoga class. Okay. I don't know about that. Okay, all right.
But he was very happy to participate, and I did a few photos of him in the forest and the band and the band park with the trees and all these the nature thing, and it intrigued me, the masculine mood seen on a way that is not usually being seen. I mean, sometimes one thing about the nude, and one thing about erotic things. And one tried to see if there are some connotation, cultural connotations, about the body and how the body is read by the audience. Mm-hmm. But sometimes the just fact of being nude is something that I saw this documentary, The History of Pornography,
okay.
And they were telling that this thing about pornography started in the 19th century, and it's something that is Victorian. They start to censor everything and to make scenes, to see the nude.
Okay.
And that's the reason we saw this in the 16th chapel in Vatican. They just put all these leaves on their...
On their crotch? Oh, that's right. I remember that. They put leaves in the crotch because they don't want it to be...
Yeah.
It's considered pornography.
They went through Pompeii and covered up all the penises.
Damn, what a waste.
Yeah, well, they just uncovered them with John Paul II,
okay.
And the restoration made by this company. They just remove all the candles, smoke, and so on, and the three leads.
Oh, so what is your specialty when you're doing photography?
Well, I've been doing more products photos or abstracts, and since the 2006, I start to work with the body. And it was very...
You've been taking nude pictures since 2006?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I took them before, but they were not for showing.
We all took them before.
Everybody does a few ones. Okay.
Ray, you want to pose for him? What do you think?
I think we should both pose for him.
No, I'm shy. We can? Are we going to have a photo shoot tonight? No, I'm kidding.
If you want to.
No, I'm too shy.
Well, that's nice.
I keep trying to tell him, I said, we need to do a nude photo cover for one of the main Bear magazines.
Uh-huh.
Like 100% beef. But he won't do it.
I'm not beefy enough. I'm not.
Please, you're fine.
I'm a chaser. There's no cheat. There's no 100% chaser.
You're all panda. Just get
I'm
over
a panda.
It.
You're 100% chaser.
You're on the way.
Okay. So, what is the weirdest thing you've taken a photograph of? Like a different location? Or
yeah, different locations, different styles. I did this call for models on the web-based picnic studio.com that is like a video I made about myself talking to the birds or the persons who may be interested, not necessarily birds. I mean, anyone works. I mean, it's not about, it's so specific about this type or this. It's more about the freedom of the body and the narratives you can build from different sets you made. Like,
okay.
You can make like the scene of a murder, the scene of a fight, the scene of someone just laying there looking at the moon or whatever.
Okay. So you travel. You travel just to take pictures.
Yeah.
Like say, how do you get your models?
Well, I post this ad on the internet.
Okay.
I want them.
What is it, Craigslist?
No.
Ray's around there.
Found out yesterday that we were playing Taboo.
Okay.
I didn't know it exists.
Okay.
The Craigslist.
Craigslist.
Oh, you'll have fun just having Craigslist.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's so new for me. I'm staying with a friend and he has cricket connection.
A cricket connection.
So bad.
That's a, what do you call this? It's like a Verizon or they have a Sprint.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah,
sorry, I shouldn't say that.
No, it's okay.
That's okay.
It's okay. It's okay.
It's so bad.
It's really bad? Okay.
Yeah. I wouldn't recommend it.
Really?
But okay. It's cheap, so it works.
Okay.
Maybe if you're in trouble, you can do it.
Okay. So, how about future project? Are you going to do some photo... What is your goal here right now in Houston?
Well, I came to the party, and if something happens, it's okay. If not, it's okay just to make some contacts and maybe travel in the future. I mean, it's a long-term project that I've been working in the last year, but I'll pretend to be working for a couple more
So you're
years.
Collecting pictures? You're taking pictures, and you're collecting all of them for a while, and then...
For an exhibition next year.
Oh, okay. So where do you intend to do your exhibition?
In January.
In January, okay.
It's almost there, so I'm in a hurry.
How many do you need? We have... How many bears here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, like. 7. There are about 20 here.
And, see, and then you can bring it to Hans's gallery in Houston.
Yes, Hans is, yeah, you've seen Hans' gallery, right?
That would be very nice.
Yeah. Oh, guys, if you've seen the video with Hans and Sharon, we were at the Hans Payan Art Gallery a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, so we got some artwork there. You like it there. Yeah.
Yeah, it was very nice.
Yeah. So you want to do some kind of exhibition the same way?
Yeah, well, I already have a curator, and I have a date schedule.
Oh, what are the dates? Yeah, tell us. Tell the audience.
In January 21.
January 21, 2010, in Monterrey.
Yeah. Okay. And from that series, I had a photo published on a UK magazine.
Okay.
Name Photo Icon.
Photo Icon.
And a special number about Mexican photographers. They only.
You're featured in a British magazine.
Yeah, they invited only 20. They were intent to invite 26, 25. But when this guy who made the article saw my work, he invited me, so they were 26. And I was there, and it was nice. I mean, I got this magazine in Frankfurt, and it was okay. But after that, there was the flu thing, and everything was about the flu.
Okay, so the flu.
Everything about Mexico was about the flu. Like, oh! And I came here, and it was like a Magidon.
Oh, okay.
Empty streets, and all places closed. We made that measure, but it was like, okay, better so than be sick.
Yeah. So how about any website that you can promote, that people can visit, so see your work?
Yeah, I'm using, I have a profile on Art Review, and a British magazine also.
So it's a British magazine.
They have these invitations for artists around the world, and I have a profile there with my work.
Okay.
In Art Review. It's Art Review / profile / Juan José Herrera. Okay.
Put the links on the website, how you like that, so people can check it out.
Yeah,
you have your photographs there, your
professional photography. Yeah, there are a few. All because, you know.
So what are you working on right now that is your main thing now that you want to promote, that you want to tell people?
Well,
That's it.
Calling for models, and on retribution I gave them a copy of the photos. I mean, it's just like a win-win relationship.
Yeah.
It's not about like you seeing the papers, sell the photos and you're there and you can use, like happens sometimes. I've seen works from photographers like from New York and so on, that they do photos and they never give them to the models, and the models just know they were featured some place or show in some place, but they never happen to have a copy. And my intention is, it's okay, it's not a profit thing.
It's not for profit. What you're doing is really just a hobby right now.
Yeah, okay. it's like for passion.
Okay. Awesome.
Like the water.
Well, thank you so much, Manose, for joining us in the show. And very soon, we're going to go into the hot tub.
Yeah.
Everybody's there, about six people there right now, nude. No, they're not yet nude. But tonight it's going to be nude.
I think it's bear soup already.
It's bear soup. Very soon it's going to be...
Juan is bear soup.
It's going to be egg drop soup soon. So we shall see. Are you gonna go to the pool right later?
Yeah. I should. I got this pants in Walmart just for that.
How long was your drive here again from Monterrey?
Oh, like 10 hours.
10 hours? Gosh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
But it only looks close on the map.
It only looks...
I was using Google just to not get lost.
Just to get lost, okay. Well, again, thank you so much for joining us. Okay.
Thank you.
I'll put the links on the website, and we'll catch you guys later. Now,
sure.
Time for nude bear pool party. Yes.
You can say woo.
Actually, he's he's a cute cub. He's as short as I am. He's 1 yard tall, Shannon.
He's 1 yard tall. That's perfect.
Yeah, and he's very hairy and very, you know, very burly, very heavy accent. Ooh, there you go. I think I'm pushing Shannon's buttons now. You could, okay, everyone, go to.
I am laying down in bed right now.
So. Oh, you are? Wow, nice. Are you naked?
Well, if you keep talking, I'm going to be.
Oh, okay. Let me see. Yeah, Mexican boys, bear, Mexican bears with heavy accents. Yeah, actually, yeah, he has a video on picnicstudio.com, and you can see him, you know, inviting the bears to. He has about a 10-second video there, and he's pretty cute.
Yeah,
it's kind of a small world, because when he messaged me, he's going to be in Houston. I didn't know he's going to be in the same party Ray and I are going to be in. So it's and it's just awesome. He was just there taking pictures and stuff. So it was fun.
You if anyone should know by now, the bear community is like way too small.
Oh yeah, yeah. Even though you're from another country. Yeah, from Mexico. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, how about you? Are you going to any vacations? Any plans in the future?
Luke and I are going on our very first cruise in November.
Mm.
We are very excited about, because it did snow like 3 inches here today.
Oh, okay. So do you get some kind of
snow? We didn't have any fall.
Keep snow. We got all the rain. You can keep snow.
I want to get rid of the snow so bad.
What's so bad about the snow?
You've never lived in snow.
I never did, so...
That's right. See, snow you can't... Hurricanes you can get out of the way of. Snow you can't.
Yeah. People who never live in snow are like, what's so wrong with snow?
It's so nice.
No,
it's not. Well, I know. I heard horror stories already from some Pinoy friends that I have that they didn't like snow at all. But you know, just experience it. I experienced it in Ohio before, and in South Carolina, Ray.
We got ice. We didn't get snow.
You get ice, yeah.
Yeah, and I don't want snow. What they get, what they have up there where Shannon's at, is real snow. We had a little play snow. I don't want it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I
shovel enough cow shit. I don't have to shovel snow too.
Yeah. Well, when you get down in the Carolinas and then like even in Kentucky and Tennessee, if it snows like an inch, the whole place like shuts down.
Okay.
Like here we get like, we don't shut down until there's like 14 inches of snow. So
wow, that's pretty big. Well, it was snow.
14 inches, I want to see is somebody's dick.
Oh.
Oh.
I can care less about 14.
That's
inches.
Too big, don't you think? That's kind of freaky. I would be scared.
Well, it's big. I didn't say I was going to do anything with it. I just don't want to see it.
Oh, okay.
There's a website called XTube. You can see all of that.
Uh-huh.
Well, if you... okay, when I do a filter there, I always put bear. And then I click date added, so you see who's latest. No, I many are just regular. And some are, you know, 8 inches, 9 inches, somewhere. But I don't know about 14. So maybe there is. If there is, it's got to be fake. It's got to be fake.
No, it's probably real. He's probably doing the donkey show down in Mexico.
But how about? Oh, speaking of porn sites, Ray.
Oh well, did we ever cut for Juan?
We get what?
Did we ever cut for Juan Jose?
Oh yeah, we did.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we did. Okay, I missed that somehow. Okay. Yes, porn sites. www.hotethnicman is now live. Mm-hmm. Go get your porn on if you like ethnic men. We got some white boys. We got some black boys. We got some Hispanic boys. We got a few Asian boys.
Oh, my God.
So is this website, your website?
This is my website. Well, it's mine and Julio's website. So
nice.
It's their porn site. You should sign up.
Just pictures or is it video?
No, video too. Pictures and video.
In HD, yeah. Ooh, there you go. There is a cute cub there.
There's a couple of cute little cubs there. So.
Yeah.
We got all types.
We got all types.
Have you ever gone to IML?
No.
I have. Well, I have.
They had a 3D porn.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
At one of the booths, and you put on the glasses, and it was pretty wild. I would love to see HD 3D porn.
Oh, my God.
It's coming.
No pun intended.
Literally.
Yeah, I saw that you were there too, right, Shannon? I was there when they had 3D porn.
Yeah.
And you know, people were just, you know, it's like coming in your face, really. But it's not the polarized one. It's the red green one. I guess that's a cheaper kind of
3D.
You know, the red green instead of red blue, right. red blue, red green. And I guess it's going to be expensive. More expensive if it's the polarized one.
Mm. Well, porn's so expensive anyway.
Yeah. Do you really think there's a lot?
Not on my site. It's pretty cheap.
Oh yeah, is it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is it pay per like hour per video or no, is it all?
It's like pay by the you can buy 2 weeks or the best deal is to get like 90 days for like $35. So.
And it's streaming or?
Streaming, yeah.
Streaming.
Yeah.
And what is it again?
HotEthnicMen.com.
HotEthnicMen.com.
Yeah.
I'll have to talk about this tomorrow on our show.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. Awesome. Thank you. Wow.
You should send me an email just to make sure.
I will. Okay. Wow. Are you going to be in it? Want to be in it, Shannon?
Do I?
Yeah.
No.
Why not?
I'm a watcher, not a participator.
Oh, really? Oh. Fail, but yeah, it's a
fail. Nice.
Fail. Yeah, I'd like to be in one of the shoots. Well, I want to watch also. Maybe help out Ray because Ray does the videos and our friend.
What, you gonna be in one of the videos?
No. I don't want a video. No, I don't.
Start a whole new career.
Uh huh. That's right.
You can call it FilipinoBoy.net.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure that's taken already.
I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Or pinoyboy.net. Yeah, you can do that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, okay, so what else is going on? How about, so tomorrow you guys are going to record. I should be able to watch it. Ray, if you get home early tomorrow, try to catch them on the Ustream. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what have you been watching lately, Shannon?
We are watching way too much right now. Mm-hmm. I think we counted up in between the shows that we watched together and we watched separately. We're watching like 18 shows this fall.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ray and I kind of stuck with our sci-fi stuff. Stargate Universe, Flash Forward and stuff. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Stargate Universe, big fan of Stargate.
Yeah.
And I was ready. I actually have my Stargate shirt on today.
Oh really? Okay.
Yeah.
I can hear it right now.
Can you? You hear the whoosh?
The whoosh from the yeah.
Do you watch Sanctuary too?
Yes, I do.
Yep.
I only watched.
You were there for the panel, right? Yep.
I was right there because it was Glee. Was it Glee? Sanctuary and Heroes? Is that how it went? Or is it Sanctuary, Glee, and
I think
then
it was
Heroes?
Sanctuary, Glee, then Heroes, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All three banged up right at the same time.
Yeah, that was a great afternoon. Well, great 6 hours, I should say.
Were you guys standing all night?
No, we were sitting down.
We were sitting.
Oh, okay.
But I went for the very beginning because I didn't want to miss the Sanctuary one.
I only got to see the premiere when it very first came out. Ray, the one you showed me before?
Yeah.
Yeah. That kind of started it. That it was only online and then I guess they got picked up.
Yeah.
Must be nice.
Yeah, I like it. I hate her accent, but I like the show. She has this horrible fake British accent. And it kind of like, it's not even very, it's like almost not even thick enough to bother with, so I don't even know why she does it, but whatever.
Mm-hmm. I still have to see it. Is it very much because I only saw the first two, you know, the one you downloaded right before. So what's the latest now? I mean, what's any notable characters in the besides Amanda Tapping, of course?
Well, she's the main character. Then they have a Tesla, who's a character, and he's a vampire. And they have Jack the Ripper, who he's a teleporter. And then they had What was the other guy who died?
Watson.
Watson. He was one of... So there were these five people in the beginning who, like, you know, took this pure vampire blood and got these superpowers. And then and then Jack the Ripper and Amanda Tapping's character were married, and they had a kid, Ashley, and she is part of the show, too. And so they keep revealing characters, like, one by one, just slowly. And it's all shot, almost all of it shot on green screen. So yeah, everything
it's
is
all done on green screen. Actually, I noticed this year they've done a lot more actually set construction.
Yeah, I noticed that too.
So maybe that was just the first couple episodes because I had to. I mean, you know, to save some money or something. I don't know.
Right. I really like it. I think it's you know, it's more about the paranormal life and like the you know, all the, you know, vampires, wolves, where, you know, all that kind of stuff. So
yeah, but you know, vampires, okay, honestly, I'm getting tired of vampires now. too many vampire shows.
Well, this vamp, I mean, when Tesla is a vampire, his character as a vampire is like,
yeah, and they're not like full vampires, they just inherited certain properties,
right,
of the vampires,
right.
Yeah, and Tesla, because he was a direct descendant of the vampires, he got more vampiristic, I guess.
Are they daywalkers?
Yeah, they all walk around during the day. Yeah.
Okay. God, because the only one right I really like right now is just really True Blood, and then you have this Vampire's Assistant, and then out comes what is this? The new one, Ray, that you've been watching? Vampire Diaries.
Vampire Diaries. Which
is that any good?
It's okay if you like teen drama.
Count me out.
Oh.
It's kind of like bear drama, except younger, skinnier people.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Oh yeah. And they're hairy. No, I'm kidding. No, okay. I kind of.
And girls and with girls.
Girls with girls.
Well, not girls with girls, but with girls.
Mm-hmm. Girls will be girls. Have you seen that? That's one, the one with Eric Stone Street. Who the guy, the bear guy, who's in Modern Family. Have you been watching that, Shannon?
I haven't, but I heard it's really funny. I think I'm going to have to start watching it, though.
Well, yeah. I kind of watch it because, you know, I've been following this character, Eric Stone Street, for a long time, since Girls Would Be Girls. And he's been on some TV shows like Slipstream. He's been on Ninja Cheerleaders. He's the bigger guy. He's the bear couple and with the baby, the bigger guy with a clean shaven guy.
Which character was he in Girls Will Be Girls?
Oh, he's the Dr. Benson, Dr.
Oh, okay.
You remember that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the only bear who keeps pushing Varla Jean Mormont on his cock.
Yes,
that's him. Yeah. Oh, you remember, huh? Okay.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that movie.
Yeah. Yeah, you haven't. Ray, you haven't seen Girls Baby Girls. It's a campy show. It's a campy movie. So, anyway, yeah, so he's there, Eric Stone Street. Actually, I kind of Netflixed a show. What is it? Ninja Cheerleaders, because I heard that he's in it too, but he was just an extra, so.
What, are you stalking him?
I'm stalking him, you know, just because if you like the character, if you like the actor, you kind of rent his videos.
Mm-hmm.
Although if you Google it, you can't find it in the movie.
You're gonna have his whole collection, aren't you?
Well, he's I think he's gay too, you know, because if you read his profile, not that I read much of his profile, his bio, that he lives alone, and he lives alone with his dog, and you know,
he sounds like me, apathetic.
not at that aspect, but you know, must be gay. I think I just think he's gay.
Maybe you should call him up sometime and ask him out.
Ask him out. Or he might fly me to L.A., yeah.
But there you go.
You
never know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know someone who was like that. He's, I don't know if I can say it. Probably not. It's about Michael Jackson's doctor, but no, I don't think so. I'm not going to say it. Anyway, what is it? Actually, we're talking about actors who I contacted before. You know the TV show Grace Under Fire?
No.
No? Brady, have you heard of that before? Grace Under Fire?
I've heard of it.
Yeah. There's this bear guy there. His name is Walter Alkowicz. I, you know, just did a Google, and then this was years ago. So we're talking about Yahoo back then. And got to see his name, and I called him up, and sure enough, it was him. I called an actor who's been on TV before. So, and he tried selling me some pyramid scheme thing. So, wow, okay. So I had to hang up. Kind of freaked me out.
Why did you call him?
Well, you know, it was weird because, you know, you like these bears that you see on TV, and what do you think if they're online or if they have their phone number online? So I did.
Oh my god, this is hysterical.
I know. I called him up. He's I forgot his name, but he's the bear guy in Grace Under Fire. He's just I could remember. So
were you calling him up to like just to meet him, or were you calling him up because you wanted to interview him, or were you calling him up because you were?
Oh,
you
this
know? Just stalking him.
I was just stalking him. No, I just interested. I thought I could call him. So,
and his number was online.
Yeah, it was. Mm-hmm. And I asked him, "Are you the guy from this from Grace Under Fire?" Yeah, I am. Yeah, and he started. Go to this website and you could get a good deal. Okay, all right. I'll talk to you later. Bye bye.
Oh my god, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to look this guy up.
Yeah, try it. Try an actor. Go online and, you know, Google the name of an actor who you like. And
just call him up?
Just call him up.
Just call him up. It's like that. Yeah.
Real easy. It's easy. I tried it before. So, but that was in, I would say it's 98 or 90. I think it was 98. So this was pre-Google and pre-Skype, so I don't know. It's just, but the only thing you can do is a who, where, or any who, or even Yahoo, and there you go. Try it out. So Ray, if you know any chasers you like, you just
call them right up.
Just call them. It's okay because their phone, you know, it's pretty much public.
Ray, weren't you like hot after Zachary Quinto, or were you after the?
I think Zachary Quinto is cute as hell, and he's probably gay. But
you think so?
I have a good feeling he is.
Did you see that show he was in with Tori Amos? Or not Tori Amos, Tori Spelling?
No.
What was it called? Something about Tori Spelling, but he played he played her best friend who was a gay guy. And it was really, really good. I mean, he was very convincing. And I used to watch that show, and then all of a sudden he shows up on Heroes, and I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah.
So he's supposed to be gay there, huh?
Well, he played a gay character. I mean, he was her gay best friend, and so Notorious, I think, was the show's called.
You know, he is a very good actor, even though he did the Star Trek thing. Yeah, he's pretty good. But you know this episode of Heroes that you guys haven't seen yet? Yeah, I should spoil it for you. He was no, I'm kidding. He's he was pretty good acting tonight.
Yeah,
he's pretty good acting. He's you know, coming out of the grave. That's very thriller like move when he went out the grave. But he's pretty good acting. I think he's it's really coming out.
Was it homage to Michael Jackson?
Maybe. It kind of looks like it because he's got riddled clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
A little zombie-like.
Yeah, very much. Yeah. But anyway, okay, so, I guess we can wrap this up or something because we're over 30 minutes here.
Yep, I got to cut out. I got some hot thing and stuff I got to do.
Oh, that's Ooh. Right. Ooh, okay. Well, okay.
But it ain't all done.
Make sure you email me that website because I want to talk about it tomorrow.
Will do.
Mm-hmm. Please.
I'll
do. Okay.
I'll email you here in a second.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so everyone out there listening, go to bearsontherun.com. Your updates are going to be there, right?
Yep.
Yep, okay.
We're going to be at Bear Bust on October 17th at 7 p.m. We'll be playing myself, Elijah Black, Matthew Temple, and Kendall will be performing live.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So yeah, well, good luck on that. Or do you say break a leg, break a string, break a string?
No, don't break a string.
Don't break a string. You would have to break a leg. Okay.
I don't know what you say to music. You say to actors, break a leg, but I think in musicians, you're like rock on.
Rock on. Rock on, yes. Okay, so if you have any comments, send your emails to nard@bearpodcast.com.
Or ray@bearpodcast.com.
Yes, and call the voicemail line. What's the voicemail, Ray?
206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR.
Yes, leave your voice comments and we'll play it in the show. Follow us on MySpace, Twitter, and Facebook, and subscribe by iTunes, and... what else? Yeah, go to the official website, of course, bearpodcast.com. Leave your comments there.
And don't forget to submit your best Buffy line for at raffle@bearpodcast.com for the Amber Benson book, Death's Daughter.
That's signed. Daughter. Signed.
Book. Am I eligible for this contest?
Sure. Yeah, sure. Just send your email in, okay?
Because I think my best line got cut off the last time.
Oh, no, you got in.
Oh,
it got in, yeah.
Yeah, it got in.
Yeah. Okay, say goodbye to the boys and girls who are listening.
All right. Bye, Shannon.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, Ray. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
So, okay, thank you guys for listening, and we will catch you guys next week. Many wolves and many hugs. Ice cream too.